Singing for Mr. Tony, I'm not the only one who does this. We've got so many jingles, clever writers, and great singers. Speaking.
So many jingles that I've done, and I know most of them aren't heard. Like podcast intro songs I do that are often really quite obscure. Out of some masochistic game, every single week I do the same, and sometimes throw in a custom ender. An intro jingle about balls, a Beach Boys song about Tony's golf, and 50 more I don't remember. What a shame you might have missed them, unless you subscribe and always listen. And all these songs go circling down the drain after getting one single play. Oh, what a shame.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for July 29th, 2015. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And now a word from our sponsor.
The TK Jingles podcast is brought to you by Willy Burger. Try our new Flipper Fries. And from Illegal Seafood. Wait, Illegal Seafood? That's clearly a typo. No, it's not. That it's really just Illegal Seafood? Okay, this gig doesn't pay enough. I quit.
Thank you, NPR ad guy, for that horrifically bad ad read, continuing your long-running streak of horrible ad reads familiar to anyone who listens to NPR. And speaking of NPR, I have my handout this week as well, hoping that you will help me get this junk out of my house. I've got shirts, stickers, shot puts for glasses, and more, just waiting to go to a good home. If you act soon with the coupon code SHAPUTZVA, you can get 20% off this week only, tkjingles.com/store. Go to YouTube, look at the TK Jingles channel. There's also a ridiculously bad new commercial available there to entice you to spend $5 on some swag. So today's episode is all about intro songs. I'd hope to have Chuck Bell on this week, but his vacation is running a little bit longer than planned. So I'm hoping we'll be able to reschedule and do our gig next week. So I thought one of the things I've wanted to do for a long time is focus on these introduction songs that I do for this podcast that you only ever hear one time, and then they forever go to the pages of history. I love doing them. I have so much fun doing them. They're often really obscure songs, and you know, some of you may just fast forward past them to get to the actual jingles, or God forbid, maybe even the talking parts. But I have a lot of fun doing them, so I wanted to showcase a few from the past year or so that I enjoyed, and we'll do that today. So we also have 7 new songs. Somehow, even though it's almost August, people are still creating music for Tony's show. Spectacular. Glad that the dream lives on. So we've got some of those to play for you. And before we do any of that, I wanted to tell a quick little story. Whenever I'm thinking about writing a jingle for Tony's show or just some stupid song to do for this broadcast or otherwise, the one song that always pops into my mind, because you can apply basically any concept to it, is the Alicia Keys Jay-Z collaboration Empire State of Mind. I can't stand the song. But it's the chorus is so catchy, and I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I went to a tech conference here a couple blocks from my house, coincidentally, at the Northern Virginia Community College called SharePoint Saturday. And the introduction was by a supposedly famous developer named Duck or something like that. And Duck was up there, and he said, all right, we're going to do a SharePoint, you know, we're going to give a big speech. And SharePoint's a technology by Microsoft to manage websites and portals and things. So we're going to talk about SharePoint and all the new technology this year. But before we do that, And we've got a special song to tell you what we're going to play today. And they did the Empire State of SharePoint. And it's one of those things that you can't unhear. I mean, it just is frozen in my mind now. And every time I hear that song, it's like, SharePoint, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, SharePoint. So it just ruined the song for me. Not that I liked it that much to begin with, but now every time I'm thinking about doing something, that comes into mind. It's like, oh, I should do a song about the podcast delay. Podcast delay, do-do-do-do-do. It just always is there. So, God, I'm glad that it has not really permeated into tkjingles.com yet. If you go to YouTube, it is one, by far, one of the most parodied songs out there. I guess because it has a nice little rap break and then this terribly simple chorus that you can basically say anything to and be dramatic and it will fit. So I'm sure now like 10 littles are scratching notes about versions of Empire State of Mind that they want to do, but for the love of God, I hope that doesn't happen. All right, so up to the new song. So I wanted to play the TK Jingles swag commercial based on the Hozier/Hozier, or however the hell he pronounces it, Take Me to Church, about buying shirts. And then Rob has a wonderful jingle set to Pontoon Boat. Set to Love Boat, called Pontoon Boat. And then somehow I neglected this one. A couple weeks ago, Jason Fuse did a parody of Jay-Z, appropriately, to 99 Problems, called $99, about eating at the Palm, and it's spectacularly good. Would easily have been on Tony's show, except he did it right after they went on break. And then John Fitzpatrick with Gary and the Math. Brad Weiss originally did Get Lucky, and then KJ did a cover of it. Last week we featured covers, so here's one of the leftover covers, KJ doing Get Lucky. And then Jason Fuse's cover of Very Mediocre, followed by some new material by me. One of the few things that I've done this summer is I try to rest my mind and prepare for the fall, getting ready. A parody of David Gray's Babylon, also Babylon.
Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money from the movie is made. Spaceballs the t-shirt, Spaceballs the coloring book, Spaceballs the lunchbox, Spaceballs the breakfast cereal, Spaceballs the flamethrower. The kids love this one.
Please buy a shirt. I need to get these boxes out of my house. If you already bought one, then buy one for your spouse. Cut off the sleeves with a pair of scissors. Good God, what a nice blouse. Please buy a shirt or a sticker that would look really great on your car. Maybe buy a shot glass and feature it on your bar. You'll be rolling like Mr. Tony, or at worst, like a classy porn star.
A quick disclaimer, Rob says this one isn't ready yet, but I think you'll agree it's still pretty darn funny.
Jazz, fusion, bebop, or Moog, a celebration of all those unplayed notes and people of the bike, aided and abed. Would you mind stepping inside? My 10 speed's getting wet. Pontoon Boat, soon we'll be Caribbean bound. Pontoon Boat, hurricane season is coming round. Gather both the Salahis, Kardashians, and Oraju. These dopes won't bother us anymore. Those gale force winds will send them to the ocean floor. We'd love if they were unceremoniously disposed of.
If you're having meal problems, I feel bad for you, son. I paid $99 for a meal at the Palm.
Back in last century, up in NYC. Started out with P.O. Mosley and John Gonzi. Originally, they named it Palmer, like where they're from. But the Italian accents made it sound like Palm. They got the steaks from a butcher by running up the streets. Reputation in the war for high quality beef. The skyscraper crowd offered them big money to leave. But the spot meant more to them than straight cash, homies. Original location, three generation history. Where they always treat the guests like their true family. Then at 72, they opened up in D.C. Thanks to George Bush Sr., at least partially. Now they got a .com, doing it with aplomb. From the west side of Cali back to NYC 1. I heard the one in ATL is really the bomb. So I pay $99 for a meal at the Palm. $99 for a meal at the Palm. You're having lunch problems, I feel bad for you, son. I paid $99 for a meal at the Palm. Tommy might be there to welcome you inside. KJ and Mandy went after PTI. They posted clips from Cheers and Tenacious D. Plus the ubiquitous Snoop D-O-double-G. They've had two Hulks, Hogan and Ferrigno, along with Bon Jovi, Bono, and Scarecrow. Timberland autographed one of the walls, but he ain't never had a beat to match this one, yo. Get a classic Caesar or the mixed green salad. Did I mention the lobster bisque you want? Yada, 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 yeah. Giant steak from Alaska woman looking for life, son. Be like Don King and Michigan man Mike Tyson. You might see a group picture with Dolly Parton or a couple other big boobs, Kornheiser and Wilbon. They've hosted George Clooney and also Bill Clinton. Even Nigel has been, I mean it's less than a bitch. While you're there, look around for Tony and Bubus. At a table, no. At a back booth, yes. The newest one opened up out in Beverly Hills. Like Liam Neeson's from Taken, they got a special set of skills. You need to go like ScarJo, it's part of the Egypt, so all your littles get there, it ain't a lot of dough. And if you spot Larry King choking on a crouton, that's his $99 for a meal at the Palm. Aw, yeah. $99 for a meal at the Palm. If you're having meal problems, I done told you, son. It's $99 for a meal at the Palm. $99 for a meal at the Palm.
The math, it ain't so hard to understand. Gary, if you try now, I know that you can calculate a plan. If you're no good at subtraction, then try multiplication. You can divide and get the sum if you try. And I know things will add up better. Oh yes, they will for Gary and the math. Oh yes, they will for Gary and the math.
Drive. straight to bed by nine. He begs for bottles of wine. He can't keep Nigel in line. He's making bets with a monkey. He gets straight to bed by nine. He begs for bottles of wine. He can't keep Nigel in line. He's making bets with a monkey. He's making bets with a monkey. He's making bets with a monkey. He's making bets with a monkey.
Sports radio. But as the week wears on, it's harder, and you're forced to ask yourself, what's your Thursday show? You thought you'd hit your stride, but really that was just the pride before the fall. And now you're getting sad and desperate. You've sunk so low that you started taking calls. If you wanna do it, go and try it. Apply for a job. If you'd like to get paid minimum wage, then this is your shot. How would you fill time in June and July? Talk real slow and Babylon. Babylon. Babylon.
Babylon. Well, the idea to do Babble On to that David Gray song has been bubbling for probably a year, year and a half. And I'm glad that I was able to bring that Thursday show idea together there, and hopefully you'll agree, make a worthy addition to the TK Jingles pantheon. Also forgot to mention that Bill Bardo is the writer behind the Gary and the Math song that John Fitzpatrick sang there, so glad that Bill continues his return to the jingles here with all these really funny additions. So when I first started the podcast back in March 2014, I really thought it would be just a fun showcase and behind-the-scenes look at some of the demos that I was doing, some of the great songs from Tony's show of that given week, and then primarily songs that weren't making the show, because I felt like there was so much material going up that just they didn't have time to get to, and I thought it would be a great forum to have a place to play some of that stuff. So I did that very first song, Singing for the Lonely, a parody of a Robbie Williams song that you heard in this broadcast early on. I did that as like a theme song for the broadcast. And then for episode 2, I had so much fun with that, I said, you know, I should do something else. So I did a Mr. Bojangles song, and then the rest was history. I'd kind of doomed myself to having to do a custom song every week, which was not something that was ever my intention. I really had wanted to just do limited talking, mostly play these songs, but not have too much original content. But I have so much fun doing that, that it's become what I think an integral part of the show and adds a lot to the character of the episode, so that it really sets the stage for what you're about to hear and you get a sense of whether it's something you're going to enjoy or not. The very first jingle is kind of a joke mocking jingle I did about the fascination with Deflategate, which is timely right now given everything that's going on in the NFL, about balls. And then the very first intro song I did lamenting the demise of the mailbag jingle into some kind of topical news type song, or more basically an old guy radio song. I can't believe this is so old. I guess this was about September or October of 2014. I already was either predicting what was coming or getting a sense that the emails, faxes, and notes references were quickly going by the wayside, and it was much more about Tony's Laundry. And then we have a laundry-based song, God Only Knows, about an episode of Tony's show where he talked about his golfing game and basically gave a whole recap of some golfing foursome he had on the weekend. And as much as I love Tony's show, it was one of the most boring stories he's ever told, so I was inspired to do this one. And then we'll end this first segment with a very typical jingle of what I usually do on this podcast. It's a really obscure song from Team America World Police, originally sung by Kim Jong-il, or an impersonator named Trey Parker, called I'm So Ronery.
I'm so sick of hearing about balls, talking about balls big and small, balls, it's all we talk about at all.
Remember when these songs were all about email and not Tony's laundry, not his life's every detail, boiling eggs, bocce ball, 90s rap, Redskins football, where will it end? Asleep from boredom when Tony talked about his golfing foursome. He won some pro shop credit. Maybe next he'll tell us how he spent it. Does anyone know why I'd want to hear that? Mr. Tony, I'm working on more silly songs. There's no one, just me only, and I'll try not to make them too long. I work really hard to do songs that you know, 'cause that's what you like on your radio show. My friends say I take this too seriously. So, Mr. Tony, what's wrong with me?
So I think that's a pretty good representative set, but I'm not done yet. I've done 60 or so episodes of this broadcast, which means there's probably 50 or 60 songs that I've started with. So we're only playing a small sampling today. If you haven't listened to this podcast for very long, I encourage you to go back and at least listen to the first 45 seconds to a minute and a half of each episode, as well as the last 45 seconds to a minute, as I tend to do original content or something silly or at least what I think is interesting during that time. So next, I wanted to play the jingle that I wrote when I wrote the mobile apps, a parody of the Michael Bublé song Home about how you can now get Tiki jingles on your phone. And then two jingles basically about the podcast, Somewhere Only We Know and Just Hasn't Happened Yet. And then one more, which was, it started as a TK jingle for Tony, based on Tony Bennett's version of Rags to Riches, and then quickly devolved into a podcast intro, all about the sons of bitches that run the radio station. And then we'll end it with a reflection on how I really should find a new pastime rather than just singing about Mr. Tony.
If you like TK jingles, you can get every single song on your phone. Yes, you can download an app for iPhone. And you can hear all of the silly songs we made this week, all in one simple app. Most are good, but some are crap. And you can rate the app and tell me what you like or hate. But if you plan to leave just one star, remember it's free of charge. I started this for McCartney Ticks, but I ended up as the lead into the Sports Chicks. Now here we are, it's mid-July. Why the hell am I still singing songs about some bald guy? A stupid thing, since Tony's gone. Is this getting old or do you still wanna tune in? Please tell me, if you're listening. I'm kinda tired, but I don't intend to quit. And if you have a minute, send me your notes. I'll talk about them at the end of this show. You know that I read almost everything. It makes for a good show. Send me your notes. When you send me your notes.
Even Wilbon's surprised we made this thing last. I've written so many jingles that now I've stopped keeping track. When the radio's on, it's gotten so bad. I imagine new words and I drive myself mad. Some folks assume I live in a basement and say all my time has been wasted. But every song brings so many possibilities. And maybe someday we're gonna jump the shark. We'll send in songs and we'll be ignored by Mark. Oh, and Gary and Darius are gonna be all that we get. But it just hasn't happened yet. You know he hates those sons of bitches. They don't pay their guests and they don't care. And though it makes him very angry, he's still a millionaire. His
his show fills your heart with laughter. Though in your head you know it stings, but for me all that matters is that he lets us sing. So let's open this show like we've always done before. A new custom jingle and then a few more. Sit back and listen, let's see what the littles have in store.
I've written lots of songs, you know it. I'm the Kornheiser poet. It seems like I got nothing better to do. Well, I rant about the station, sing about your vacation, hundreds of songs about an orange man. I should sing about something, I should sing about something other than you.
I hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane. I certainly did. There are so many more songs that you can only hear if you subscribe to the TK Jingles podcast. So I hope that you do, and I hope that you enjoy it and keep coming back. If you have feedback, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com. Find me on Twitter @JerryNigrelli or on the Facebook or on our YouTube channel. Again, the TK Jingles swag commercial has like 30 views or something, so I would appreciate if you go check it out, even if you don't buy anything. I think it's pretty silly and funny to see. I wanted to quickly read one iTunes review of this podcast from Ayush Upreti. It says, thanks to Jerry and the gang, this podcast will get me through my deployment in the Honduras this year. And Ayush, it's actually a podcast, not a podcast. I should just correct you there. Thanks for all the jingles you have created and collaborated in. I've blossomed from an idiot to an imbecile just by listening to you. It has helped me get through 16-hour workdays and the pain of being away from family and friends in faraway lands. Thank you, Mr. Negrelli. Ayush, thank you for that wonderful review. If you, listener, have not left a review on iTunes, I encourage you to do so. I'd love to read it here. There are 69 reviews right now, so that's a nice round number that we can all get a good laugh out of, but I prefer if it were a different number than that. So with that, I leave you. Next week, hopefully, we'll have Chuck Bell. Got some more fun surprises planned for the summer. We have, I think, 5 episodes before Tony's return, before you can get back to normal. I hope you stick with me and are enjoying what you hear. I think John Neisminger will be joining me next week, hopefully Chuck Bell in the next week or two. Until then, thank you for listening.
I knew a man wrote jingles that he'd sing for you. He had a website too. He lost his wife, lost his kids, lost his house. Because of the time it consumed, he sang so many songs about notes, emails, faxes, and notes. And he always threw in some jokes, jokes, jokes on the TK jingle. Jingles, come on and dance, 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 monkey dance, yeah. TK Jingles, TK Jingles, TK Jingles, come on, dance, 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 won't you dance, boy?
Mo, I need your advice.
Yeah?
See, I got this friend named Joey Jojo Junior Shabadoo.
That's the worst name I ever heard.